Hey, little bat, I'm home. Baby bat? Are you hiding from me again? You know that doesn't work. I'm gonna sniff you out eventually. There you are. Oh, don't act so scared. You know it's me. And don't act so surprised either. It never takes me long to find you. What's going on? Why are you trying to hide from me, Surprise me? With what? Oh, that mortal tradition? Please, I thought you were better than that, baby bat. Little bat, vampires just don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's just a tacky holiday that was made by capitalists to sell on the fact that mortals are obsessed with love and, well, clearly... I would like to say I'm above that sort of thing. Well, of course, Mia Moore, you're nothing more than just my perfect little bat. But I'm not one to obsess over the idea of love. No vampire is. So... you're gonna have to get used to that, I suppose, if you're really that gung-ho about celebrating it. Why do you want to celebrate it so badly anyway? You want to do something? Little bat, you know that all you have to do is ask if you want to do something with me. I suppose, since it's tradition to be fucked relentlessly on Valentine's Day, you want to do something along the lines of that? You what? Little bat. How many times have I told you I'm not going to do that? No, honey. Feasting on your blood... could have so many consequences, and I don't want to risk hurting you. I could accidentally turn you. I could drink too much blood to where it'll kill you. I could make you nauseous and faint. I could put you in a coma. Honey, I have the power to turn you into a grape. Do you really want me to suck on your blood and feed on you that much? I've told you before, me going out hunting is not that big a deal. I've been doing it for centuries. It doesn't matter if I just get my feedings on nothing but a mere deer carcass, because it's worth it to make sure that I don't hurt you. I never want to hurt you, my little bat. Are you really this insistent? Please, don't make me do this. Don't give me those eyes. You know I'm right. At any moment, if I feed on you, I could lose control. I've never fed on anyone that I've dated because of it. I don't want to curse you to live in eternity with me. As romantic as that may sound, I really don't think it's worth losing your mortality all because you want to get fucked and then fed off by a vampire. I mean, really. I get that you guys are obsessed with the idea of us, with all of your little novels and the like. But I promise you, it's not as romantic as it sounds. Surviving merely on bloodlust alone is not very attractive, if you ask me. Please stop begging. I'm not going to do it. You know you're adorable when you... Stop. Please. You're not gonna let this go, are you? All right, fine. If we're gonna do this, we're doing this my way. Come on, little bat. You're coming with me. Yes, you are. Little bat, if you want me to do what you want, then don't question me. Got it? Good. All right. Get on the bed. I said, get on the bed. Good little bat. Now, I was going to save these for a different occasion, but might as well reveal them now. These are silk restraints. They're meant to hold you down for, well, I think you know what it's for, little bat. Come on, starfish. Get into... Spread your legs, come on. There we go. Other leg. What? Oh, you're worried about your clothes still being on? Don't worry, little bat. I know what I can do to take them off. Just let me go ahead and restrain you, okay? Trust me, it'll be easier. Let me get your hand. There we go. And your last hand. All right. So, not too tight? Yeah, I wanted to make sure I wouldn't hurt you. You know how insistent I am on that, so I made sure to get these because I knew that they would be safer for your skin. Why are you struggling already? Oh, you just want to test them, huh? You don't need to test the restraints, baby bat. You just need to test how much of me you can handle. You make the cutest little face whenever I startle you. All right. Tell me, what's the safe word? And what's the word you say when you need me to slow down? Good little baby bat. It is surprisingly easy to kiss even with these fangs. Now then, I have a pretty little bat all tied up for me. Such a shame they're still wearing their clothes, though. Maybe you wouldn't mind if I just... Take it off thread by thread. That's a good little bat. Oh, you look so cute. In nothing but shreds of fabric all along your body. Luckily, though, I was able to claw off all of the important bits off of you so I can see how ready you are for me already. Look at you, little bat. You're dripping. You're dripping and wet and needy already, and I haven't even done anything to you yet. Do you not get what I'm trying to do, baby? Baby bat. No, I wasn't gonna say anything. I wasn't gonna call you anything differently, I promise. I was about to call you baby bitch. Sorry, I... What? What do you mean you like that? I wasn't expecting this. I'm trying. Do you not see what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to scare you off of doing this with me. I'm dangerous, baby bat. I don't want to hurt you. I suppose that is true. I do know first aid. Well, I have to know first aid considering my circumstances, but I don't want to need to use it. I suppose you're right. We have gone this far, and we have spent this long dating. I do know every single nook and cranny of your body overall. I know just the touch to make you tingle, to turn you on, to make you finish. It is really hard to resist your body when it's out and open for me like this. Fuck. I guess you do know what you're doing, little bat. Are you sure you want me to do that? All right. You asked for it. I need to. I can't resist you anymore. Fuck. Fuck. You feel so good. You feel so good, baby. Hot, tight. Your clenching around me makes it so easy. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Can I degrade you? Please. Oh, it'll help me get off better. Oh, that's right. Oh, such a good little baby bitch. A good little slut that I have underneath me, don't I? Oh, you're so good for me. Oh, you're my good little slut, aren't you? Oh, stop trying to fight off the restraints. I tied them tighter than you think. They're silk for a reason, bitch. I knew you would try your damnedest to fight them off. Fight against them, you know you wanna. While I claw and fuck my way inside you. Fuck, you feel so good. How do you feel this fucking good for me? It's gonna be really hard. Resisting, killing you. You're such a good piece of meat. Oh my god, you're feeling so good against me. Oh fuck. Want to tease and scratch every single nook and cranny of your body. Your hot fucking body. Oh, you smell delicious. Fuck. It's so hard to resist you. Feel you start to lose yourself. Do you want me to take you? Do you want me to rub you? Just like that? Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's a good little baby bitch. What a good little slut I got. Oh, you're making it so hard to resist. Oh, baby. Oh, my little baby bat. I'm getting close. I'm gonna come. Fuck, you taste so good. Are you okay? Please tell me you're okay. I didn't go too far, did I? Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. No? I didn't go too far. Are you sure? Oh, you're still bleeding a little bit. Just let me. I licked you clean. That is a bit of a nasty bite mark, though. Are you sure you're okay? I didn't almost turn you or draw too much blood, did I? Thank God. Or whatever is out there. Can't say I know God very well myself. But you were a hell of a fuck, though. Come here. Did you enjoy the restraints? I'm sure you did. Here, let me untie them for you. There we go. One. Two. Down to your legs. Three. One last one. And four. I didn't tie them too tight, did I? Can you feel everything okay? All right. That's a good baby bitch. I mean, bat. Sorry. I suppose we both learned a little bit more about ourselves, haven't we? You love being degraded, and I love feeding on you. How about that, right? Oh, I almost forgot. Hang on, be right back. I bought you this rose and chocolates for Valentine's Day. I know what I said about not wanting to celebrate it, but I was hoping to surprise you with this. Not to give it to you as an aftercare thing, but whatever, it doesn't matter. I also got you some water. Here. No, I can't eat chocolates anymore. Trust me, I got all the feeding I need, both from the hunting I did earlier and from you now. I suppose that is a good thing about feeding on you after sex, right? We both get what we want, and I don't need to feed myself for at least another month. I'm glad you're enjoying the chocolates. Hey. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. You still taste delicious. It's hard to resist kissing you. Do you want to just cuddle here? Yeah, you can set aside the chocolates and the rose. It doesn't matter right now. What matters is we're here. And I didn't hurt you. I'm so glad that you're okay. I promise I'll never do anything to hurt you. And if I do, then I'll do my damnedest to make sure it doesn't happen again. Rest easy now, baby bat. You deserve it.